awful while he was gone. She couldn't sleep well from thinking about him. But she discovered it was fun to think about him, too. If she let herself go, it was better. The night before they were to come back, she didn't sleep at all. That is, she didn't think she slept because it was all mixed up in a dream about not sleeping and really not sleeping. When she saw the wagon coming down the road, she felt weak and sick, sort of, inside. She couldn't wait till she saw Jim, and it seemed as though everything would be all right when he came. The wagon stopped outside under the big elm, and Mrs. Smith and Liz went out. All the men had beards, and there were three deer in the back of the wagon, their thin legs sticking stiff over the edge of the wagon box. Mrs. Smith kissed Alonzo, and he hugged her. Jim said, "Hello, Liz," and grinned. Liz hadn't known just what would happen when Jim got back, but she was sure it would be something. Nothing had happened. The men were just home, that was all. Jim pulled the burlap sacks off the deer, and Liz looked at them. One was a big buck. It was stiff and hard to lift out of the wagon.
"Did you shoot it, Jim?" Liz asked.
"Yeah. Ain't it a beauty?" Jim got it onto his back to carry to the smokehouse. That night, Charlie Wyman stayed to supper at Smith's. It was too late to get back to Charlevoix. The man washed up and waited in the front room for supper. "Ain't there something left in that crock, Jimmy?" A.J. Smith asked, and Jim went out to the wagon in the barn and fetched in the jug of whiskey the men had taken hunting with them. It was a 4-gallon jug, and there was quite a little slopped back and forth in the bottom. Jim took a long pull on his way back to the house. It was hard to lift such a big jug up to drink out of it. Some of the whiskey ran down on his shirt front. The two men smiled when Jim came in with the jug. A.J. Smith sent for glasses, and Liz brought them. A.J. poured out three big shots.
"Well, here's looking at you, A.J.," said Charlie Wyman.
"That damn big buck, Jimmy," said A.J.
"Here's all the ones we missed, A.J.," said Jim, and downed his liquor. "Tastes good to a man. Nothing like it this time of year for what ails you.
How about another, boys?"
"Here's how, A.J.,"
"Down the creek, boys."
"Here's to next year."
Jim began to feel great. He loved the taste and the feel of whiskey. He was glad to be back to a comfortable bed and warm food in the shop. He had another drink. The men came in to supper feeling hilarious but acting very respectable. Liz sat at the table after she put on the food and ate with the family. It was a good dinner. The men ate seriously. After supper, they went into the front room again, and Liz cleaned off with Mrs. Smith. Then Mrs. Smith went upstairs, and pretty soon Smith came out and went upstairs, too. Jim and Charlie were still in the front room. Liz was sitting in the kitchen next to the stove, pretending to read a book and thinking about Jim. She didn't want to go to bed yet because she knew Jim would be coming out, and she wanted to see him as he went out so she could take the way he looked up to bed with her. She was thinking about him hard, and then Jim came out. His eyes were shining and his hair was a little rumpled. Liz looked down at her book. Jim came over back of her chair and stood there, and she could feel him breathing. And then he put his arms around her. Her breasts felt plump and firm, and the nipples were erect under his hands. Liz was terribly frightened. No one had ever touched her. But she thought,
"He's come to me finally. He's really come."
She held herself stiff because she was so frightened and did not know anything else to do. And then Jim held her tight against the chair and kissed her. It was such a sharp, aching, hurting feeling that she thought she couldn't stand it. She felt Jim right through the back of the chair, and she couldn't stand it. And then something clicked inside of her, and the feeling was warmer and softer. Jim held her tight, hard against the chair, and she wanted it now. And Jim whispered,
"Come on for a walk."
Liz took her coat off the peg on the kitchen wall, and they went out the door. Jim had his arm around her, and every little way they stopped and pressed against each other, and Jim kissed her. There was no moon, and they walked ankle deep in the sandy road through the trees down to the dock and the warehouse on the bay. The water was lapping in the piles, and the point was dark across the bay. It was cold, but Liz was hot all over from being